This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and it's Morning Devotions. It's a great joy to share these few moments with you. What is prayer? I introduced this topic yesterday morning. Some people find prayer difficult because they've got this idea that somehow prayer, to pray, you've got to be sacred or a holy person. We don't feel that way. I mean, who are we compared to a holy God? And so we feel things like anger and resentment and bitterness. So how can I talk to a God who is all holy? And we feel stuck sometimes. But if you read the Psalms, you'll find men who pray in the midst of their feelings, their despair and their anger. And there's every kind of emotion. I like the story of the Jewish farmer who was working in his field on Friday afternoon and he forgot to watch the time preparing for the Sabbath. And he spent the whole day until sundown, and then the next night and the next day. And he forgot about the Sabbath. When he's got home, his wife was very upset with him, and the rabbi was there. He was a bit cross that he was careless. And so the rabbi said, "Did you at least pray out in the field? You spent the day missing the Sabbath. Did you at least pray?" So the man thought for a moment, "Well, I'm not too bright a man, and all the prayers I knew, I was able to say in 5 minutes. So for the rest of the time, I just recited the alphabet, thinking to myself, well, look, God is intelligent. He can make words out of all those letters." Now, I think that's a great story because it's a tremendous definition of prayer, the alphabet of our lives. And so the feelings we have and the bitterness or praise and the joy or the anger, we can actually give them to God. It's like the little boy of six who hadn't been at school long. One day he came home, he'd had a hard day, and as his mother put him to bed, she said, "Now it's time to say your prayers." "No, I don't want it." "Well, why don't you?" "Well, I don't pray because in school," he said, "they taught us that prayer is talking to God, and tonight I'm tired and I've got nothing to say." Well, now, rather than not saying the right thing there, I think this little fellow got it right. Prayer is telling God how you feel. He was tired and he told God, "I really don't want to. It's too difficult." Well, that is prayer. So I'm saying that there's really no right or wrong way to say prayers. You don't have to be inside a church to pray, or you don't have to kneel down at an altar. You can pray at the kitchen sink or while you're driving your car or sitting in the train. It doesn't matter because God is with you anyway. He's listening to everything you say or you don't say. So the words are not all that important. Don't be afraid that your feelings might not seem very holy. Psalm 62 verse 8 says, "Trust in him at all times, pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge." If you really think about it, prayer can seem a little odd. What do you do in prayer? Do you bow or do you kneel? Do you raise your hands? Do you sit? Do you talk? Do you think? And you have the knowledge that God hears you. So really, it's an amazing reality that can transform your life. Prayer, as I said, is very important because God invented it. It's not the random invention of a religious fanatic. It's not a fantasy. Prayer is rock solid. It's a reality that God gave to us so we could talk to him. And if you look at the Bible, any part of the Bible from Genesis through to the last book, Revelation, records prayer. It's an amazing act of grace and kindness and love that God has given us to be able to talk directly to him. In fact, the fact that God invented prayer and asks us to pray, he says it's a signal saying that prayer is important. The Bible says it's important. God's word has many commands to pray. And without prayer, we can feel lost. We can feel a lack of being at peace. And if anyone questions the importance of prayer, think for a moment about Jesus, how important he made prayer. I mean, we find often in the Gospels that Jesus is going off to a lonely place to pray, to spend all night in prayer. And he encourages his friends, his disciples, to pray. And the final act that Jesus did before he died on the cross, where they took him to be crucified, was to have an all-night prayer vigil to his Father. So really, that says to me that prayer is important. And there's many passages in the Bible that explain the importance of prayer. Lord, it is true. It's very important. Help us, Lord, to be able to pray even when we don't feel like it. Amen.